Welcome to God's Divine Purpose for Your Life Ministry. This is your girl, Evangelist Cynthia Gary. Thank you all for taking the time out to tune in to today's podcast. Welcome to God's Divine Purpose for Your Life Ministry, where we plant seeds of positivity and growth in the lives of all people, people from all walks of life and all places geographically. Today's topic, I want to talk about wavering in your faith. Wavering in your faith. And we all know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. And everything we do is measured by faith, right? Jesus can't do much in our life because we lack faith. If we are lacking faith, Jesus cannot do much in our life. Jesus could not do much miracles in his hometown because of a lack of unbelief. And so I would like to address this again. Everything we do is measured by faith. Jesus can't do much in our life if we lack faith. Need more. We cannot live the life we want to live without faith, right? You cannot live a successful life wavering in your faith. When your faith is wavering, the Lord cannot move effectively, right, in your life. If your faith is doubtful, if your faith is not strong, if your faith is weak, if you are a double-minded person, if you wobble around being a wishy-washy person, God cannot move effectively in our life. Do we really believe what we ask for? Only what we ask for according to his will be given to us. And so what are some of the things that initiate our faith to waver? Some of the things are bad relationships, bad attitudes, low self-esteem, divorce, having a problem in your finances, laziness, procrastination, rejection, being mistreated, being betrayed. You don't feel like you're qualified enough. You don't feel like you have the right qualifications to do what God has called you to do. You don't feel like you're educated enough. And so these are just a couple of things that initiate our faith to waver. And when our faith wavers, the justification behind it is we are not steadfast. We are not steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We are unsteady people. We are a people that are being tossed to and fro. We become doubtful. We walk in unbelief because we are shaking and we allow those obstacles to cause us to tremble. We become a people who are undecided. We have no determination to move forward because of those obstacles that we're facing in life. But we must understand that in this world, we are going to have troubles. But Jesus Christ told us, he has overcome the world. Be of good cheer. In this world, we are going to have troubles. But he, Jesus Christ, has overcome the world. He has overcome everything that we may be facing on today, right? Even when we are wavering in our faith, our Lord Jesus Christ has overcome all of those things. He was a man who was beaten. He was a man who was bruised. He was a man who was spit in the face. He was a man who was talked about and lied on. But yet, Jesus Christ did not waver in his faith. And this applies to us today. Yes, we are going to go through some things. Yes, we are going to experience some things. Yes, we are going to get lied on, talked about, mistreated, betrayed. Listen, yes, we are going to be shaken sometimes. We are going to tremble sometimes because of the impediments that are coming against us. Yes, but we are not of those who are shrink back and destroyed because of the lack of our faith, right? Faith is the key to everything we want in life. We all have a degree of faith that God gives us. Yes, we all have a degree of faith that God gives us. God has given us his power, his anointing. God has given us his trust. God has given us everything we need to destroy the lack of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Just because you can't see it's happening, just because you don't see the fruits of your labor, just because you don't see your labor being manifested, that does not mean God is not moving behind the scene. That does not mean God is not moving on your behalf. That does not mean God is not moving in your life. Even though you can't see it, you still must believe that God is moving behind the scene. Reminds me of the book of Ruth. Read the book of Ruth. Read the book of Ruth. It will absolutely encourage you. And so I truly believe that this is one of the reasons why Christians, believers, those who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior cannot live godly lives, cannot live a life of holiness, because we waver in our faith. And when we are wavering in our faith, this tells me that we are straddling the fence. Yes. One day we say we want to serve God. One day we say we surrender ourselves to God. One day we say that we are sold out to God. Then the next day, we don't know him. Because of our lifestyle that we are living. Because of our behavior, the way that we are behaving in such a negative way. And so we deny him by the way that we live, right? And so then we become these utensils that are not steady, that are not strong, that are not mature. We become utensils that are doubtful. We don't believe. We are straddling the fence. We double-minded. We are unstable. We are not consistent. We have no hope. Our hopes seem to have faded away. And so this is what happens when we lack in faith. It's hard to press toward the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Yes. It's hard to move forward. It's hard to fulfill your dreams and purpose, your dreams and your goals and your plan. It's hard to fulfill the things that God has called you to do, because we are wavering in our faith. We have a lack of faith. It's hard to believe that we can get that job that God placed on our heart. It's hard to believe that our marriages can be restored. It's hard to believe that we can get a certain degree. Why? Because of the lack of faith. The Word of God teaches us that our minds need to be renewed. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. By testing, you may know what is the perfect will of God, what is acceptable, what is good, what is perfect, what is the will of God. And so I encourage you on today, everyone that is listening to today's podcast, let's see what faith is. When we go to work, we know that we are going to receive a paycheck every 2 weeks. We don't doubt that. When we get ready to sit down in a chair, we know that chair is not going to move. We know that we are going to sit down in that chair, and that chair is that we are not going to fall out of the chair. Why? Because we know that chair is going to hold us up, right? We walk by faith. We trust God by faith. We live by faith. We are protected by faith. We have access to God by faith. Yes. We go through the difficulties of life by faith, right? We receive the Holy Spirit by faith. So every aspect of our life, of your life, is wrapped up in what? Faith. Every aspect of our life is wrapped up in faith. So I encourage you on today, walk by faith and not by sight. Know that you are going to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and your plans. Everything that you have desired in your heart to do. Just walk by faith. Don't procrastinate. Don't become slothful. Wavering in your faith. But be renewed in your mind. Amen. Be blessed.